So just to review the basics again, there are 39 malachas on Shabbos and malacha of Hoitzor. Tosfos on the first daf of Masechus Shabbos points that Hoitzor is a malacha grua. It's a discussion in the Rishonim. Why is it called a malacha grua? The Ran has a machlokes with the Rashba and Masechus Avodah Zarah. In the first parak in Avodah Zarah, why is it a malacha grua? Well, it's a malacha grua. Does that have any ramifications, halacha lamaisa, the fact that it's a malacha grua? So there are gemaras and Shabbos primogon, halacha lamaisa. It may be that there are certain kulas in Hoitzor because of the fact that it's malacha grua. So what exactly is Hoitzor? So you're not allowed to carry from Mishus Hayachah to Mishus Harabim, that's Hoitzor, or from Mishus Harabim to the Mishus Hayachah, that's called Hachnasa. And you're not allowed to carry Dalar Amis Mishus Harabim. So in the Torah there are two Rishuyas, Mishus Hayachah, Mishus Harabim, and everything else in the world that's neither A nor B is a makam tur. And the Rabbanah, they declared most of them come as tur as a karmelis. Some of them they left as a makam tur. So that's the Gemara in Shabbos daf vavam and aleph. We're up to Perik Beis and the Mar Mekaymus. The Brisa says dalad rishuyis l'Shabbos, Rishus Hayachah, Rishus Harabim, karmelis and a makam tur. On the level of the Brisa, there are three. There's Rishus Hayachah, Rishus Harabim, and everything else is makam tur. Then we mentioned last week there's another kind of a karmelis. Most of the karmelis start off in our Torah as a makam tur, midirabbanan, and we throw chumras on it. We call it a karmelis. Then you have a rare case of a karpif. Karpif is if you have a farm and you have vegetables growing, a grain is growing, and people are makpid not to walk there, even though you have a fence. Even though you have a fence around the area, if it's larger than Beis HaSayim, the Mishkan in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu was Beis HaSayim. A Beis Sa is 50 Amas by 50 Amas. If you have 100 Amas by 50 Amas, that was the size of the Chotzer HaMishkan, that's called Beis HaSayim, two Sa, two Beis Sa. So in the Mishkan they carried, they were allowed to carry. So in the later generations, the Rabban, even though nobody lived in the Mishkan, that's called Lohuka Fledira. There's a big area, Beis HaSayim exactly, Lohuk of Lidir, nobody's living there. So later, when they made the Chumra with the Rabbanon, they didn't want to make a Chumra with the Rabbanon. That'll turn out that in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were carrying in a location which later the Rabbanon asked. So they said, if you have an area that's Hukaf, has Mechitzas around it, Yosem in Beis HaSayim, Lohuk of Lidir, you're not allowed to carry. So let's say you have a farm, and people don't live there on the farm. They plant things there. So even though you have fences around it, if it's a big area, Yosem in Beis HaSayim, which it will be, Beis HaSayim is not so big. 100 Amos by 50 Amos is not so big. Let's say you have a cemetery. Let's say you have a fence around a cemetery. Cemetery is a big place. Nobody lives in the cemetery. It's only for dead people. So if you have Yosem in Beis HaSayim, Shaluhuka Fledira, then Min HaTor, it's really Rishus HaYochid. Someone carries from the Rishus HaRabim into the Karpif, he's Chayiv. But we treat it like a Karmelis al Chumra that you're not allowed to carry more than Dalar Amos within the Karpif. So that's what the Brisa says in Masechus Shabbos. Then you have Dalar Rishuyis al Shabbos, but at there are only three. And Midrabbanan, they have Dalar Rishuyis, the fourth Rishus that they invented, Midrabbanan, is the Karmelis. So then the Brisa gives different examples of Rishus HaYochid. So what example of Rishus HaYochid? If you have a fence around an area, so you have Mechitzas. So Mechitza, you have a wall, a fence, a building. Let's say a building, you have walls. So there's Avir on the right, Avir on the left, and a Mechitza in the middle. That's a normal Mechitza. So the area enclosed is a Rishus HaYochid. Then you have a tail, Rishus HaRabim. Here you have in the park, they have pedestals with George Washington on top of a horse in Fort Washington Park. So if you have a pedestal, let's say like this, 10 tefachim tall, and it's all filled in with concrete, and it's dalar al dal tefachim on top. So on top of it is a Rishus HaYochid. Where do you have mechitzas? The edge of the four sides, if it's all concrete, the edge is a mechitza. There's avar on the outside, but there's no avar on the inside. The inside is atum. It's all filled in with concrete. That's also called a mechitza, and the area on top of the pedestal is a Rishus HaYochid. Then the Brisa has also involved in Aleph Meshabbos Acharitz. You dig a ditch in the ground, a ditch. The floor of the ditch is dalar al dalar tfochim, not dalar al dalar amas. Dal Adal Ramas is for a Beis Dira. That's a different din. In order to be Chayv and Mezuzah, in order to the beginning of Gemara Sukkah, in order to have all the dinim of Abayas. But Dal Adal Tvachim is the Shia for a Mokim. So if you have a Charitz, you dig a ditch. It's Dal Adal Tvachim, and it's 10 Tvachim deep. So the edges of the Charitz serve as mechitzas. So the avra, there's avra on the inside. There's no avra on the outside. On the outside is all atum. It's all earth filled in. So the din is, each one of these has a status of a mechitza. If you have a mechitza with an avra on the right side, avra on the outside, on the left side, a mechitza in the middle, that's the mechitza that we used to. Then you have a tail b'shusaram. If you have a pedestal, you have a platform that's dala tfochim, and 10 tfochim tall, that's a rishus hayochid. Then you have the charitz. So this is three different kinds of mechitzas. All three are acceptable. The Chacham Tzvi floated around for a while in Europe, different communities. First he lived in, when he first got married, he was born in Hungary. So when he first got married, he lived in what is now known as Budapest. At that time it didn't have that name. Buda and Pest are two different cities that are joined together. At that time it wasn't called Buda, it wasn't called Pest. It had a different name, Ofen, or something like that. So there was a war going on when he lived there, and his wife and his daughter were killed with a, not a bomb, what do you call when you throw a big ball? Cannon, a cannonball. His wife and his daughter were. So he ran as far as he can run. So he went to Sarajevo. He was there for a couple of years, and he was always involved in machlokes. He went to another place. So he was involved a lot in making a Reuven in The Hague and making a Reuven in London. So in The Hague, apparently, it's surrounded with a moat. So you have the palace or whatever, the city, and then you have earth. Then you have a sudden drop in the ground, and you have water going around. So you have a sudden drop below the ground, 10 tfachim deep, and it's more than 4 tfachim. Why? So that serves as a mechitz. If the opening wouldn't be 4 tfachim wide, that it would just be 10 tfachim deep. A charitz in the ground is mentioned there in Vav and Aleph in the Brisa and Shabbos. If you have a charitz, it's 10 tefachim deep, but it's not 4 tefachim wide, so then the walls of the charitz are not considered a mechitza. It's only mechitza if it's makif a makim. Here, you have walls around this room, so the room is a makim. The room has dala tefachim. You have an Aron Kodesh, so the walls of the Aron Kodesh are makif the floor of the Aron Kodesh. The floor is a makim. Has dalal adal tvachim. That's why the Taz says mikra din. When your kodesh is open, you don't really have to stand, because the sefer Torah is not in your rishus. Sefer Torah is in a different room. The Aron Kodesh is really rishus bifnei atzmai. In order to be a rishus bifnei atzmai, you have to have mukav mechitzas, and the mechitzas have to be makav a mokam. And the definition of a mokam is a minimum of dalal adal tvachim. So that's what the Chacham Tzvi writes, that by The Hague, because it has a moat around it, and the ditch is 10 tefachim deep and it's straight, and the floor, that the two walls on either side of the ditch, are makif, the floor, where the water goes around and around, so that floor has dalal adal tefachim. So the walls are makif, the mokim on the bottom, so that's a perfect mechitza. So once it's a mechitza, so the whole Hague is surrounded with a mechitza. Chacham Tzvi discusses the shada that comes up very often. Can you, when you make a Rishus HaYachid, you have, let's say, four walls around and around. All the four walls have to be the same brand of a mechitza. Let's say a lot of times the earth in Riverdale, they have an Erev there, and the earth is not straight. The ground level is not straight. It's higher, it's lower. So let's say you're using a fence. That's a mechitza because the avra on the right, the avra on the left, and you have a fence or a wall in the middle. And there you're using a tail, and there you're using a charitz. Can you have one of the mechitzas is going to be mechitza, one is going to be a tail, one is going to be a charitz? Is that acceptable? So he paskens that it's good. And the Shari Tshuva next to the Beheita quotes that from the Tshuva's Chacham Tzvi, that it's good. And he proves it by quoting Mishnayos and Erevin. Truth of the matter, he didn't really prove it. All the Mishnayos that he quotes are all talking about a situation where you have three walls that are all one kind of mechitza. And the Ruach Revius, the fourth ball, is a different kind. So strictly speaking, in our Torah, it's going to be a Rishu Sayachid, even if you didn't put anything on the Ruach Revius. All you need are three mechitzas. If you have U-shaped, three mechitzas, so the area enclosed has a din of Rishu Sayachid Men HaTorah, even if you don't put any tikkun on the Ruach Revius at all. The whole need for the tikkun on the Ruach Revius is only Midrabban. In the Torah, you don't need the whole thing. So the fact that you make all, the three can be walls, and then this is on a high level, and then there's a sudden drop. The ground has a sudden drop, or you have a different kind of, you have a pedestal at the end. For the Ruach Revius, maybe if all the three are the same kind of mechitz and the Ruach Revius is different, so he proved from Mishnah that that's acceptable. He never really proved what he's trying to prove, that you can be mitzarf together for the basic din deraisa, that you need three mechitzas makif the area to make it a Rishu Seyachet, that all the three can be a different kind. One can be a charitz, and one can be a tel, and one can be a geder, a mechitza. But that's accepted lalach, even though his proofs are not really conclusive. We assume that that all has a din of Rishu Sayachet. Tosis on Peivav and Mereis in Erevin is discussing a Mishnah there. Mishnah has a following situation. There's a house that's right on the edge of the river, and the guy has a porch. What do you call a porch? Not a porch. An enclosed balcony. He has a balcony that's over the river. And he wants to throw a bucket. He has a cord. He has a bucket tied onto the cord. He wants to lower the bucket in order to drop some water to bring it up to the house to wash his dishes or whatever, to wash the floor. I don't know, whatever he wants the bucket of water for. So the Mishnah raises a problem that the river has a din of a Carmelis, and the Xustra, the porch or the balcony, has a din of a Rishu Sayachid. So Midirabbanan, you're not allowed to carry from a Carmelis into the Rishu Sayach. Min HaTorah, the river or the ocean, is a Makam Tur. But Midirabbanan, we declare it as a Carmelis. So Midirabbanan, you're not allowed to carry from the Carmelis into the Rishu Sayachid. So the Mishnah tells you how to solve the problem. So Tosis wants to know, how did the balcony get the status of Rishu Sayachid? So I have a fire escape on the edge of my apartment. The fire escape has a floor of dalet al dalet. You have to have a place to walk on the fire escape. And then it has, the building is one wall. The fire escape is outside of the building. The building is one wall. Then around you have people, they don't want people, if they ever use the fire escape. I don't think anybody ever used the fire escape since Sheshes May Breshes, when the building was put up. But if they ever use the fire escape, so they have to have walls that you shouldn't fall down. So the walls usually are 10 tefachim tall. So by us, the fire escape is a Rishu Sayachid Pashit. It has a floor of dala dal tefachim. It has four walls around it. But what if it doesn't have, what if your balcony doesn't have four walls? If it's a balcony, then you need a makkah. And the Ravid writes in Hilchot, when the Rambam writes the Dinim of makkah, Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ravid's opinion that the makkah has to be 10 tefachim tall. If you don't have a makkah, it's someone keep all enough of men, and someone can get killed. So usually you're going to have 10 tefachim tall. But let's say you have a balcony on the edge of the building, and there is no makkah around it. So does the balcony have the status of Rishu Sayachid? Why should it? So Tosis gives a few suggestions. So Tosis has one suggestion. There is a din, chore Rishu Sayachid ke Rishu Sayachid domi. If you have an area that's mukot mechitzes, that's dal al dal tefachim, then you have another area that's, let's say, have a building, and the inside of the building is mukot mechitzes, and it's way more than dal al dal tefachim. So the inside of the building is Rishu Sayachid. Then I open the front door, and I have a porch. So the porch, even if the porch is not mukam mechitzes, if the porch is elevated above the ground more than 10 tefachim, then you need a makkah for the porch. I have, where I go in the summertime, the last couple of years, happens that the porch is not elevated 10 tefachim above the ground. So we don't need a makkah. So the wall around the porch happens that it's not 10 tefachim tall. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, you only need a makkah if you can fall off and get killed. You're going to get killed if it's a bor yud tvochim. Less than yud tvochim, you're going to fall less than 10 tvochim. That's only can cause nizikim, but it can't cause misa. The Gemara says, no chiyuv makkah. So, am I allowed to carry on the porch? the porch is, has more than dalar adalat tvachim, but it doesn't have mechitzah instead of 10 tvachim at all. The building, the wall of the building that borders on the porch, that's a real mechitzah, 10 tvachim tall. But the other walls around the porch are less than 10 tvachim tall, because the porch is not elevated 10 tvachim above the ground. So normally there is a din of chorei rishus hayachid ki rishus hayachid dami. If you have a house which has walls around it, so the inside of the house, the inside of the room is a rishus hayachid. So even the front porch and the back porch, all the balconies that are on the same ground level as the porch, or even if it's not exactly on the same ground level, but it's within 10 tefachim, higher or lower, so it's not considered a different ground level, within 10 tefachim. So that had that porch, or that balcony, has the status of a chorei rishus hayachid ke rishus hayachid dami. Yeah, but my porch is not, Tosis points out, because my porch is within, let's say you have a building in the middle of North America. What's in the middle? Minnesota? I don't know. What's in the middle of the United States? Minnesota. So you make a building. So the inside of the building is Rishus Hayachid. So you have a door. Door opens up to the whole North America. So that makes the whole North America into Chorei Rishus Hayachid. It doesn't. The rest of America is a Carmelis or Rishus Harabim or something. If the porch would be 10 tefachim elevated above the ground, it's a different ground level. So the ground level around it is a Carmelis or a Rishus Harabim Deraisa. If the level of the porch would be 10 tefachim above the ground, even though the porch wouldn't have mechitzas around it, but it opens up into the inside of the house, then the whole porch would be Dina Kibshus Hayachid because of the din of Chorei Rishus Hayachid Kibshus Hayachid. So it happens that my porch, where I go in the summertime, the porch is within 10 tefachim to the ground. That's why we don't have a makkah 10 tefachim at all. It's within 10 tefachim. So you can't consider the porch as a Chorei Rishus Hayachid. So Tosis wants to know, why is the Gzustra, why is the balcony that overlooks the river, why did the Mishnah assume that it's a Rishus Hayachid? It's possible the balcony has mechitzas around it, 10 tefachim. So that's elementary, that's pashut. Tosis has the impression that it doesn't have any mechitzas around it. And still the balcony is a Rishus Hayachid. So they give one suggestion, maybe the balcony is bug, but 10 tefachim above the ground. So it's not the same ground level as the ground. And it's a Chorei Rishus Hayachid, since the inside of the house has the status of Rishus Hayachid. So the balconies that are within 10 tefachim, higher or lower, of the floor, the ground level inside the house, the balconies have the din of Rishus Hayachid. That's one way, Chorei Rishus Hayachid. Or, this comes up with a wapra of a chiddush. Maybe if you have a ground level that's dalar adal tefachim, that's mugba 10 tefachim above the ground, maybe you don't even need any mechitzas. Let's say you have a highway. They never had this in Europe, so none of the poskim discussed this kind of a tzir. We have a hechetimtze, you have a highway, then you have another highway over it, then you have another highway over it. You have different layers of highways on top of highways. And you don't have any tshuvas about this, what's acceptable, what's not, because they never had such a hechetimtze. It's not so poshut what the din is either. So Tosis raises the possibility, if you have a mokum mugba, 10 tefachim above the ground, even if it doesn't have any mechitzas, maybe that also has a din of a Rishus Hayachid. That's a wapra of a chiddush. We're usually used to thinking that a Rishus Hayachid always needs mechitzas. It has to be mukav mechitzas. Just a mokum mugba, 10 tefachim. The pashtus is not like that, but there is such a legitimate opinion in the Bali Atesis that a mokum mugba, 10 tefachim would have the status of a Rishus Hayachid. You see, the tail, Bishus Harabim, let's say you have this pedestal where George Washington's horse is on top of it. If you have a pedestal and it's 10 tefachim tall, so that's called the tail Bishus Harabim. It's not so clear. There's a big machlekes achreinim, and it could be it's a machlekes of Rishayim also. Is that really Medin Mechitza? If you have such a big boulder of concrete, and it's more than dalar adalet on top, and the four sides there's concrete are here, or you have here and here a mechitza. This side and the other side is empty. So this is not a tel b'shus haram. But if you would have four walls, and let's say everything would be filled in the middle, if the middle would be empty, just have walls, that's regular mechitzas. That's four mechitzas, aver on the right, aver on the left, and the mechitza in between. So of course the inside would be Rishus Hayachid, it was 10 tefachim tall till the roof, And on top of it would also be a Rishus Sayachid. Everything would be a Rishus Sayachid. But the question is, what if it's Atom in the middle? You don't have Avira in the middle. It's all concrete. So we say the top of it is a Rishus Sayachid. Do we really say that this counts as a Mechitza? Even though there's only Avira on the outside? If you have a Charitza in the ground, like you had by the Hague, you have the moat, and there's Avra in the middle, a Mechitza on both sides, so that's a real Mechitza, even though there's no Avra on the other side. But if you have Otum in the middle, it's all filled in with concrete in the inside. On the outside is Avir, you have a tail, not all the Rishonim and Acharonim agree that that's Midin Mechitza. Some hold that's a new bread, it's a Rishus HaYochid, even though there's no Mechitza. And others say, no, that's a regular Mechitza. The my Nafkamina, it could be big Nafkaminas. There is a machloikis harishonim, the Ramban and Rashi. If you have a tail b'shusaram, do you say mechitza sarola adla rakia? Whenever you have a mechitza, so at a mechitza 10 fachim tall, so then you say good asik mechitza and good aches mechitza. Good is our Aramaic word for meshoch. You visualize as if you extend, as if you pull up the mechitza, as if you pull down the mechitza. Unless you have a mechitza that doesn't reach to the ground, it reaches within 3 tfachim to the ground. So since it's a mechitza she'ein hagdoyim bokim bo, it's not easy for the goats to jump under the bottom. So then you would say, good aches mechitza. You visualize as if the mechitza is stretched down. Once you have a mechitza 10 tfachim to, you visualize as if it's oila al rakia. So the whole area above the rishus ha'yachid is also the aver rishus ha'yachid. But do you really say Avir above the tail b'shusaram? The whole thing is k'b'shusayachid oila adler akia. Maybe a tail b'shusaram is dina k'b'shusayachid, but they're not mechitzas. Maybe it's a different kind of b'shusayach. Maybe they're not mechitzas. So that's a machlokes the Ramban and Rashi. How to read a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos? Is that considered a din mechitza? Even if one should assume that is a mechitza, tail b'shusarabim. That's 10 tefachim tall, it's aver on the outside, but on the inside it's all autumn, it's all filled in with the concrete. Even if one would assume that it is a Rishus HaYochid, it is a Mechitza, and it is Adla Adarakiya, one can still raise the question, what if you have what we call a tail hamislake? It's the walls of the tail are not like over here in the Fort Washington Park, that they have concrete solid and it goes down straight. What if it goes gradually? Let's say you have a hill, or you have the top of a mountain. So if it reaches the elevation of 10 tefachim tall, if on top you have dalet al dalet, you have a plateau in the middle of the hill or the mountain, dalet al dalet tefachim, and it reaches the elevation of 10 tefachim above the ground within dalet amas. So that's what the Gemara said, within a distance of dalet amas. Then you say, a tail hamislakeit also has a din like a tail. Also on top of it is a Rishus HaYochid. What exactly does that mean, that it reaches the elevation of 10 tefachim within dalet amas? Which dalet amas? You mean the top of the tail, it reaches that height. If you were to draw a line straight down, and the edge of the tail goes down gradually over here, so the distance between this point and this point is dalet amas, or the hypotenuse is dalet amas. It's not such a major difference, but it is a difference, halacha l'maisa. So that's a machlokes, the Makevus HaMishnah has that machlokes. Sometimes that's relevant, halacha l'maisa. But exactly what degree angle does a tel hamisaket have to be that it should have the status of a Rishus HaYochid on top? So even if one is to assume that if you have a real tail where the walls go down straight, that has a din of mechitza, tzadlar l'rakia, it could well be that a tel hamislakit is a different brand of a Rishus HaYochid. Maybe that's not a mechitza. Maybe it's only called mechitzas if it's very straight. But if it just rises gradually, the top of the tail reaches the elevation of 10 tefachim within dalet amas, either dalet amas hypotenuse or dalet amas distance on the bottom, a slight difference in angle over there. It could be that a tel hamislakit is a Rishus HaYochid, but it's not midin mechitza. It could be a regular tel is midin mechitza. Tel hamislakit is not midin mechitza. So all of these are different opinions. We have a klal. What's the difference? One difference is there's a klal rishus ayachad ola la rakia. There is no klal rishus ayachad ola rakia. Mechitzas are ola la rakia. Even the mechitz only goes 10 tefachim tall. The halacha says good asik mechitzah. You visualize as if you stretch the mechitzas and goes up the mechitzah zayla ad la rakia. But that's only if you have mechitzas. So it could be there's room to say on a real tail where the walls are straight. Those are mechitzas that are ola la rakia. But if it's a tail hamislaket, it could be that's a din rishus ayachad, but it's not a din mechitzas. It could be that would not be ola la rakia. So there's room to distinguish over here. So that's one afkamina. Is it ola la rakia or not? There should be another nafkamina also. There's a principle in the Gemara of siluk mechitza. Let me try to give a mashal of a siluk mechitza. This is a Gemara that a lot of people are not familiar with. One fella had a house, let's say like this, and then here's the street, the front. Then the next neighbor has a house like this. Let's say the house is 100 amas wide, right? And the gap in between, let's say, is 9 amas wide. This is also 100 amas wide. And then over here, there's a fence. So is the area in between considered a rishus ayachid or not? How many mechitzas do you have? So this balabos, they asked, he was a tzidish guy, so he asked his dayanim in New York City, does he have to make any mechitza over here? He wants to carry on Shabbos from his house. He has this side door over here. So he wants to carry from the side door out and sit in the backyard and learn Mabes Edna, learn Gemara then. So does he need a mechitza here? So look, he has a next door neighbor, and the next door neighbor also has a house with a door, and they ask him and each other, so he's prepared to put away an area of the chatzer, it won't be a problem. So you have a mechitza over here, but the shayla is, do you need anything over here? There's a gap over here. So his dayanim told him, let's say there's a gap of 9 amas here, it's not to scale. 9 amas here, 9 amas here, 9 amas here, this is 100 amas, 100 amas. So his dayanim told him, it's unit brubala parits, you have 100 amas of wall, 100 amas of wall, so it's 200 amas of wall. How much is missing a wall? And this, here you have a wall, you have a wall, you have a wall, you have three mechitzas. But the rabban, you need a tikkun on the ruach revir. So I said, what do you need? You have 100 and 100 amas, is 200 amas of oinid. Then you have 9, 18, 27 amas missing. So it's oinid brubala parits, so it should be good. So we have a little monkey wrench. The Mishnais tell us that if you have a pirtza yesem a yeser, if this is the 11 amas missing, a pirtza yesem a yeser is mevatul the mechitza. That's the question. Is that a din d'oraisa or din d'rabban? That's a major machlokes. In Achrayim and Mishnah, where the pirtza yesem a yeser is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabban, the Chazanish assumed that it's only a din d'rabban. So his rabban told him, but here you don't have a pirtza yesem a yeser. It's only 9 amas here, 9 amas here, 9 amas here. Altogether, it's 9, 18, 27 amas missing, but you have 200 amas standing. So it's only Mubala Parit, so it's acceptable. Fine. So I told him it's a mistake. The Gemara says, Beferish, if you wouldn't have any walls over here, then the Cheshbon would be correct. You have 200 amas standing, 27 amas missing. You have only Mubala Parit, and each Pirtz is less than Aser amas, so it doesn't pose a problem. And it's considered a Pesach. Since it's 10 amas or less, it's a Pesach, 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 everything is fine. But you do have walls here. Since this is Mukav Mechitza, this area and this area is completely enclosed, so the Gemara has an expression that it's Siluk Mechitza. It's considered as if this whole area enclosed here, this whole area is Mesuluk Mekan. As if you ripped it out and you threw it away somewhere else. And you don't have any walls. The walls, the front wall of the building that borders on the street, is a mechitza for the street. And it's a mechitza for the inside. Because it's contiguous to the street and it's contiguous to the inside. But it's not a mechitza for this area. It's mesulik mikan. Since you have walls around and around, so this mechitza is no longer contiguous to this area, to that area. It's Nisulut Mikamre Gamre. So this nine Am is missing, that's called Nifretz Bimiluo. Let's say you have three mechitzes, and you have nothing on the fourth side. So, but it's less than 10 Amis. Less than 10 Amis doesn't help. Less than 10 Amis helps if you have Oymen, Buruv, Alaparitz, and then you have a Pirtza, and the Pirtza is 10 Amis or less, and then it doesn't bother me. But if Nifretz Bimiluo, the whole wall is missing. So it doesn't help if it's less than 10 Amis. Here also, this is called Nifretz Bimiluo. As far as this area is concerned, this area, this and this area, the three alleyways, there's no mechitzas at all on the Ruach Revius. You have mechitzas on the three sides, but you have no mechitzas on the Ruach Revius. So this is an issue that comes up a lot of times when people are making an Erev. They don't realize you have an issue of Nifretz B'Milu. You have an issue of Siluk Mechitz over here. The Gemara has the opening Mishnah. Yes?
Does Siluk Mechitza mean that we would view all those three alleyways separately or together now at this point?
What's the difference?
Meaning, do I need to cover each small alleyway with four tefachim, five tefachim each, and then it would be more covered than not? Or would I have to figure out over the 27 albums altogether and fill one full one?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't know. You need a little yeshiva das. I'm not sure. Got to think about it. Yeah.
Would the Tzuris HaPesach help then?
Yeah, Tzuris HaPesach is considered a real mechitza. We're going to discuss. Tzuris HaPesach, most of some Tzuris HaPesach is a mechitza deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Godim who raised the Sofik. Prima Godim was a major posik, but he was a Galatiana. So that's why some would hold that as a negative. So the Prima Godim raised the Sofik. Maybe Tzuris HaPesach only works mid the Rabbanon. So it only works if the area to begin with is only a Karmelis, so the whole prohibition of Otzor is only mid the Rabbanon. So then if you make it Tzuris HaPesach, then it counts as a Mechitz. But if you're dealing with the real issue of Hoitzor Deraisa, maybe Tzuris HaPesach wouldn't work. Chazon Ish had respect for the Prima Godim, but he's prepared to say he made a mistake. So he said, what do you mean? How can you say that Tzuris HaPesach is only Midi Rabbanan? The Gemara says if you want to plant grapes on one side and grain on the other side, it's a shayla of Kloy HaKerem in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz L'Eretz Kloy HaKerem is only Midi Rabbanan, and Eretz also an issue deraisa. So you have to have a harchoke, a certain distance between the two. What if you want to plant up until the edge of your field, you want to plant grapes, and you want to plant all the grain? So then you have to have a wall separating in between. So the Mishnah say the wall doesn't have to be a wall, doesn't even have to be a fence. You can make it Tzuris HaPesach. So the Chazon Ish says it's a b'feirush Gemara. Tzuris HaPesach is mater and isa klaim deraisa. So you see that halacha recognizes Tzuris HaPesach kodem mikam agabeim is considered a mechitza on the level of deraisa. So the Kalatziana Achreinim would never admit that the Shach that Prima Godim should make a mistake. He was such a Pesach Mefus. So they defend his suffix. So they say it's correct what they point out. The concept of Mechitza for Shabbos is not the same concept as Mechitza for Kilayim. For Kloy HaKerem, you need a Mechitza HaMavsekis. Let's say you want to plant, in North Dakota, you want to plant grapes, and in South Dakota, you want to plant grain, and just a border separating in between them. So you put a fence in between. The fence doesn't have to go to the end of to the east coast and to the west coast. It's not makif anything. It's just a mechitza hamapsekis. So now, since there's a hafsekis, so you can plant grapes over there and grain over here. Even though the mamish an inch apart from each other, you have a mechitza in between. But for Shabbos, it's not enough a mechitza hamapsekis. You need a mechitza hamakefis. The mechitza has to make a complete circuit, can completely enclose the whole area. So that was the sofik of the Prima Godim. Prima Godim didn't forget the Gemara. It's not such a hidden Gemara. It's a Gemara in Erev and Dafta Zvav. That it's Tzuris HaPesach is good. The same sugya, Tzuris HaPesach for Shabbos, for Erevin, is a discussion Tzuris HaPesach for Kelayim. But the Gemara only said Tzuris HaPesach works by the Torah for Kelayim, because all you need is a Mechitza HaMafsekas. But for Shabbos, the discussion is is in Makif the area. So that's what the Prima Gadim said. He's not so convinced that it accomplishes Mechitza HaMakefes on the level of the Raisa. Maybe it's only acceptable on the level of the Rabbanan, the Sava Nishu of Hatzor, that's only mid the Rabbanan. So again, so in order to be considered a Rishus HaYachid, the opening Mishnah in Shabbos says that if you have three mechitzas, the opening Mishnah in Eridan says if you have three mechitzas, the whole need for the tikkun and the rochavit is only with the rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, you're allowed to carry. So the Kesef Mishnah points out that there seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam. One place the Rambam says it's only a Rishus HaYachid if you have four walls. So how come the tikkun and the rochavit is only needed with the rabbanon? Why don't you need it? And I thought the answer is on the level of the Raisa, it's a makom p'tur. So that's where you're allowed to carry Menot Torah. The other place is Mashmah for the Ram, that if you have three walls, the inside area over here is considered a Rishus HaYachid Menot Torah. So that's a stira in the Ram. Because the Mishnah thinks that the answer to this stira is an interesting Aifa, because the Mishnah thinks the answer is what's on the other side, what's on the outside over here. So he thinks if on the outside is a Rishus HaRam Deraisa, then the three Mechitzas and a Mamish, it's contiguous with the Bishul Sarab Derais. The Mechitzas will only take off the status of Bishul Sarabim, they'll only remain a Makam Tur Menatar. That's why you're allowed to carry. And if on the outside there's only a Carmelist, the worst that it is, it's a Carmelist, and if you have three Mechitzas, then it makes the inside into Rishus HaYachid. That's an interesting insight, what he's trying to say. On a level of the Rabbanon, there's such a din. Let's say you make an area around the whole area, you have Mechitzas, Mechitzas, Mechitzas. But then the area is what we call in halacha nifretz l'mokam maslo. Let's say years ago, Rabbi Mendel Kasha made the area of the Manhattan. So all of that's what he claimed. So all the Manhattan is mukaf mechitzas. But you have the George Washington Bridge, and you have and all the different tunnels and the bridges enter into Manhattan. So fine, the whole Manhattan is of shusayachet. But you can leave. You'll be carrying your talis on Shabbos. You'll be carrying your baby, whatever you do. You can carry in the Rishus HaYachid, but then you can leave the Rishus HaYachid without even crossing a wall. The George Washington Bridge doesn't start at the edge of Manhattan. It starts five blocks into Manhattan. It starts right over here. The edge of Manhattan is the Mechitza, the edge of Manhattan is further. So if by mistake you're allowed to carry in the Erev, but then it's possible to leave the Mokam Mukaf without even crossing a Mechitza. So that's awesome with the Rabbanah, because there's a din of Nifretz L'Mokam Asolah. So we usually assume this whole concept, Nifretz L'Mokam Asolah, you're not allowed to carry here because it opens onto an area where you're not allowed to continue to carry. We usually assume this is relevant on the level of the Rabbanah to make Gzeira. You're not allowed to carry inside because you may forget and carry out. So here the Kesef Mishnah thinks that the concept of Nifretz L'Mokam Asolah plays a role on the level of Deraisa, not because of Gzeiras. He thinks that the teretz of this tira in the Rambam is that on the outside is a Rishus HaRabim, then the inside, when you only have three mechitzas, is a makom p'tur. If the outside is a karmelis, then the inside is a Rishus HaYachid. That it plays a role on the level of the rice, and what is it bordering on? That's very interesting. So anyway, so let's go back again. So the opening Mishnah in Erev has, if you have an area that has three mechitzas, you need a tikkun on the Ruach Viz. What can the tikkun be? So our meaning is, we always put Tzuris HaPesach. But in the days of the Talmud, they didn't always put Tzuris HaPesach. The Mishnah asks, you can put either a lechi or a korah. So a lechi means you have a pole, 10 tefachim tall, either over here or over here. So if it's a mavui, then you only need one lechi. So the chotzer, then you need two lechis, one on this side and one on this side. Fine. And then a korah means a beam that goes from the top of this building to the top of this building. The korah should be above 10 tefachim. And it should be a minimum of how many? A tefach wide, I think. I forgot already how wide it has to be. So that's either lechi or korah. On the level of the raisa, you don't need the whole thing, because you have three walls you're allowed to carry. But with the rabbanan, you have to have either a lechi or a korah. So the world wants to know, does lechi work minat Torah? Korah is only an invention with the rabbanan. Doesn't play any role at all. When you have a beam that goes from the top of the building over here to the top of the building over here, as within, it's above 10 tefachim and within Esrim Mamo. If it's above Esrim Mamo, so it's Lo Sholta Be'ena. The Gemara said the same as Ne'er Chanukah, the Ma'alim Esrim Mamo, Lo Sholta Be'ena. So the Korah is only for the purpose of Heker. The Kara on the level of the rice, it doesn't play a role at all. It's only for the purpose of Heker. But the Lechi, the Gemara has a suffix. There's Lechi, Machloitz Habayi V'Rabbi. That maybe that's a Shaila. What are the Yalkagam, the six cases? Well, we pass on like Habayi against the Rabbi. So the Lamed of Yalkagam is a Machloitz Rashi and Rabbi Natam. Rashi always says, Lamed is Lechi Haimim Elof, and Rabbi Natam says, no, Timei Leidish and Rabbi. So this is historically, this is a famous Machloitz Habayi V'Rabbi. Is Lechi Midin Mechitza on the level of the Raisa? Or is it only an invention with the Rabbana? It doesn't play a role at all. What's the difference? If you have three mechitzas like this, Minatari, Yolari, Kehari, and on the level of the Raisa, the whole need, there's no need for a Lechi. The difference will be, let's say you have two mechitzas. You don't have three mechitzas, so it's not a Rishon Sayyach and Minatari. Then you put a Lechi over here. So do you say that a Lechi is Mishum 10, 12, and 12? You say, Lechi is Mishum Mechitza, so we visualize as if you had a third mechitza. So Minatara, the whole area inside is a Rishus HaYachid. But they say, no, Lechi is only an invention of the Rabbana. It doesn't play a role at all on the level of their eyes. Just like Koru, when you put the beam across on top from one rooftop to the next, from one building to the other, that's only an invention of the Rabbana, Mishum Heker. So the Lechi is also only Mishum Heker. It's not really Mishum Lechitza. So the Mishnah Berura has this picture. Mishnah Berura, the Be'er Halacha, has this picture. If you have two Mechitzas like this, it's not the Rishus HaYachid, but if you put a Lechi either over here or over here, so we pass in Lechi Mishum Mechitza, so if you have this one, we can visualize if you have the third wall, and if you don't have this, but you have this one, then you visualize if you have the third wall over here, and if you have three walls, it's a Rishus HaYachid Ben HaTorah, and with the Rabbanan, you need a Tikkun on the Baruch HaDis. So the Chazon Ish has a comment, the Mishnah Berura drew the picture like this, and he says, that's not a Rishus HaYachid Ben HaTorah, you have to put a Lechi. So he says, why not? What if you have an area like this, U-shaped area? So Menatar, that's a Rishus HaYachid, there's only missing the Tikkun on the Baruch HaDis. What if it's not a right angle? What if it's like this? Same thing, it's Rishus HaYachid Ben HaTorah. No need for the Tikkun on the Baruch HaDis, only with the Rabban. So what if it's like this? So you should really draw the line like this. You should say, up until this diagonal, the area here should be Rishus HaYachid Ben HaTorah. And the Mishnah Berura wrote that if you have like this, it's not a Rishus HaYachid Ben HaTorah. So I would have said it's not a Rishus HaYachid to the rectangular shape, the whole thing. I would have said up until here it is a Rishus HaYachid. So the Chazon Ish says, no. Mishnah Berura said that there's no Rishus HaYachid here at all. Why not? So the Mishnah Berura, so the Chazon Ish writes a whole fantastic story. A professor who teaches math told me that this is a whole area in mathematics now. When you have a picture like this, so they ask you, there's a line missing. Where's the missing line? Where would you draw the missing line? So there's a whole chokhmah in mathematics. I don't understand what the chokhmah is. The missing line, since it's a right angle, so the missing line is not supposed to be this. Missing line is supposed to be filled in to make a rectangle. But since you only have two mechitzas, you don't say you have three mechitzas like this. Here, you don't have a right angle. If it's a right angle, then the missing lines have to be this, and you only have two mechitzas. If it's like this, let's say it would be like this, less than 90 degrees, it's 80 degree angle or something like that, then you would say the missing line is this, nothing. Up until that point, there's Rishus HaYachid. That's the whole. So the Chazon Ish has different siyurim. And the end of the Chazon Ish, Chelek Aruch Hami has a whole page with diagrams. Has a whole the introduction to this area in mathematics. Where would you draw the missing line? That's a chiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah has these dinim that we assume halacha lemaisa that korah, the beam on top is only korah is mishum heker. It doesn't play a role at all on the level of the Raisa, but Lechi is a Mishum Mechitza. Lechi works on the level of the Raisa. Yeah. The Gemara has a Kashan Davcha base in Erevin. Let every continent be a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah. Why? There's such a thing that's known as the continental shelf. The continent, you have the dry land. Then at the edge of every continent, it goes in like a beach. The dry land goes into the water like a beach. So that's not, a mechitza has to be straight walls like this. But after a while, if you go far enough into the water, it's going to be, the continental shelf is going to be a sudden drop of 10 tefachim tall. So the Gemara has this kasha. The Gemara is working on the assumption that mechitza shetachas hamayim is also dina kemechitza. So should every continent in the world should be considered a mishusach, because you go far enough into the water, into the beach, so you're going to have a sudden drop. So you're going to have a sudden drop around the whole continent. So you have mechitzas ten tefachim tall. So the Gemara says it's not true. So the question is, why not? Why the facts are true? Why is the halacha not so? So it's very unclear. So there's a Tosfos on the daf. Tosfos says something obscure. And for many years they didn't have the Tosfei Harosh, but the Chazon Ish figured out on his own. He had the Mustad Ruach HaKodesh. He figured out on his own what pshat is, and then after they printed the Tosfei Harosh, that's what it said explicitly. That if you have a combination of three factors together, even though each one factor by itself doesn't pose a problem, but if you have the combination of three factors together, then it's not called a mechitza. So one factor is that these are mechitzas b'dei shamayim, as opposed to mechitzas b'dei adam. Mechitzas b'dei adam would be stronger, but you know, the continental shelf is there naturally, no one put it up the yadayim. Number two, the area, but al pi adin usually doesn't make a difference, mechitzas b'dei shamayim, mechitzas b'dei adam. But here it's going to, but tziruf and other two factors, it won't be considered a mechitza. Another factor is that the area in the continent is yosem et beis hasayim. Yosem et beis hasayim we usually assume is irrelevant for dinam derabanan. That's a din of karpiv. If you have an area on the kibbutzim in Eretz Yisrael where they plant the grain and they plant the vegetables and they're makma, no one should walk there, and there are no houses there. So that's lohuka fledira, they have fences around. Lohuk of the deer, it's bigger than Beis HaSayim, so then you're not allowed to carry. That's why in all the kibbutzim, they make smaller eruvin. They make an eruv on a smaller area, smaller, instead of one gigantic area, eruv on the whole area, they'll make 20 eruvin. And each one is going to be less than Beis HaSayim. So each one is the Rishu Sayachid. You can carry from one to the other, to the other, to the other. They're all contiguous to each other. And they're going to make an eruv chatzeres anyway, because all the different people have homes there, so they're going to put away a box of matzahs. So let's say if you have, let's say on Bennett Avenue, there's one Erev. And then over here near the Yeshiva, there's another Erev. And the two are contiguous to each other. You can carry from one to the other. You have to have a box of matzahs, shared b'shutzahs by all of the people. That was one of the things, this Chacham Tzvi was floating around. Every couple of years, he was in a different city. So there was a while that he was in Hamburg. So in Hamburg, the practice was for many, many years that they had two matzahs in one shul. There ran 10 shuls in Hamburg. Every shul had the two matzahs. Two matzahs is not enough. You have to have 20 matzahs. You have to have a minimum amount of matzahs corresponding to how many people live there. So they said, you got two matzahs there, two matzahs there, two matzahs there. It all adds up together. You have all the matzahs. He said, that's against the din. You have to have all the matzahs in one place. You can have two boxes of matzahs in each shul. That's not a problem. If all the matzahs are on the shutras by all the people. But if two matzahs are not enough, so you can't be mitzvah, two matzahs from one shul, two matzahs from another shul. So the, but if you have different eruvin, all eruvin are contiguous with each other, that doesn't pose a problem. So we always thought that this concept of yosem et beis hasayim is relevant only on the level of derabanan. They invented a new concept of karpif mederabanan. So these rishonim say not so. It's relevant on the level of the rishis. If you have three chesroinus, it's a mechitza v'dei shemayim, which really shouldn't bother us. It's yosem et beis hasayim, shalukah v'dir, shouldn't bother us either. But b'tzira for the two together, and the third chesroin is that osir rabim umavata mechitza. At the point where the beach doesn't go gradually, it's a sudden drop, the people can swim there, the boats can go there, it doesn't, the fact that there's a mechitza below the water, Chitza tachas hamayim is good ben atayra, but over here it doesn't affect the traffic. The people swim from one side to the other. The boats, the rowboats, the ships, everybody goes. So, osirab, if you put all three together, osirab matam chitza yosim in beis hasayim, and it's mechitza b'dei shamayim. So the combination of all three factors together cancels the din mechitza. That's what the Chazon Ish guessed, and that's what they found later on. That's what it says tak in the Tosfei Harosh. This is how Tosfos holds. That what was the Gemara's answer? The Gemara in Daf Chav Beis says, you don't say all the continents are Rishu Seach, why not? So that's what Tosfos learns, if you have the combination of three factors. Other Rishonim say differently. So the Ramban holds not so. The Ramban holds, even if you build a wall around North America, a big wall, mamish, around the whole United States of America, the inside of the United States, it's too wide. It's 3,000 miles from East Coast to West Coast. When you're in the middle of, let's say, I don't know, Minnesota's in the middle. The guy's in the middle of Minnesota, he doesn't feel claustrophobia. He doesn't feel that he's closed in. Some people won't go in an elevator. They'll walk 10 flights up because they feel they're closed in. Elevators don't bother me. So if you're in a building like this, you see the walls. If you're in Madison Square Garden, also they're big rooms, they're big, gigantic, Yankee Stadium. Yeah, but you can see all the walls. But if you're in the middle of Minnesota, and it's 1,500 miles here, 1,500 miles, you're nowhere near the walls. So one version is, the Mishnah Berurah quotes all of this. There's the Ramban and the Ritva. I forgot about who. So one of them says, even if it's Mechitza B'dei Adam, and it's made L'Shem Mechitza, doesn't have to be, if it's made L'Shem Mechitza, but if it's too wide an area, and when you're in the middle, you don't have the sensation that you have Mukha Mechitzas, it's not good. And the other one says, no, if it's Mechitza B'dei Shamayim, and you don't have the sense, it's too far away. When you're in the middle, you don't have the sense that you're being mukaf, so then it's not considered a mechitza. So the question is, how wide an area is he talking? Not only 1,500 miles, how wide an area is he talking? So it doesn't say in the Ramban. So so Rav Moshe is trying to guess what could the shear be? So in the Igros Moshe, number 35 of the Maram Kamis here, so the Igros Moshe suggests, maybe based on the Mishnah in Bechoris. Lamaisa, the guests of the Mishnah, of the Igros Moshe, he probably forgot. The Chayyadim has that already. He probably saw it in the Chayyadim. He forgot, because he writes it as if he discovered America. So there's a Mishnah in Bechoris that talks about Maisa Behema. If a farmer had 10 sheep were born to his flock in the course of a year, what's considered a year? So there's a Rosh Hashanah on the Maisa Behema. One Tana holds Rosh Hashanah Ma'is Meim Zechad Be'elul, I think we pass on Echad Be'tishvei. So if you have 10 sheep were born to your flocks within that same year, if 5 were born 1 year, 5 born the other, then I'm mitzdarf. Eimar Fishim, Mishon Al-Chavit. But if 10 were born in the same year, and the farms where they were born are close to each other, how close is close, how far is far? So the Mishnah gives you a shear, I think it says 16 mil. Where did the shear 16 mil come from? The Gemara says because the shepherd, when he's tending to the flock, he'll let the sheep wander away. He doesn't have, he'll whistle on his flute, and they'll all gather together. He'll succeed in getting together. He's not afraid they're going to run away. So how far away will he let them wander away? So the Gemara says something like 16 mil. So Moshe says, you have to give some big shear. We're looking for a big shear, more than Dalaramas, more than Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium, you can see all the walls. We're talking, you're in the middle of, it doesn't have to be the middle of the United States of America where there's 1,500 miles to the right, 1,500 miles to the left. It has to be a big shear. It doesn't have to be so big. So he thinks, look through Shas, where do you find a big shear? So he says, the 16 mil. So that's where Moshe talks about when they were interested in making the area of the Manhattan. So Rav Moshe says, how long is Manhattan from one end to the other? Well, assume already the edge, the facts, it doesn't correspond to reality. The edge of the island was not all built up as a mechitza. There are parts that are missing. That's another story. We'll get to that in further discussion. But he says, is the island of Manhattan too far? That the walls on either side, the mechitzas, if one should assume there are mechitzas around and around the whole island of Manhattan, are the walls so far apart? So he says, no, it's if it would be 32 mil from one end to the other, then it would, more than 32 mil, that would be too far. 16 mil in one direction. So if it's Sach HaKol, 32 mil, but he says, Manhattan is not too far, that doesn't pose a problem. Even if you hold like the Ramban, that wouldn't pose a problem. But again, the Gemara says beferish that one could have argued the point that every continent should be Rishu Sayachid because of the continental shop, because the Mechitza Shetachasan Maim is good Min HaTorah. We'll soon say what the din is Min HaRabbanan. So the Gemara says, but that's not a kasha because it's not so. So the Gemara never explained why is it not so. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that there are three opinions in the Rishonim: Tosis's opinion, the Ramban's opinion, and the Ritva is an offshoot of the Ramban. So the Tosis's opinion is you have the tziruf of the three considerations together. It's Yosem Bebeis Hasayim, and it's Mechitza B'dei Shamayim, not B'dei Adam, and it's Osu Rabim Abat Mechitza that doesn't prevent the flow of traffic on top of that point where the continental shelf is. So each one by itself wouldn't pose a problem, but all three together cancel the status of Mechitza. The Ramban says differently. Ramban says if it's a Mechitza B'dei Shamayim, and it's too broad an area, and the people in the middle and the center don't have the sense that they're mukaf, there's no sense of mukaf at all. So Ramosha thinks to like the Chayodim that the shear is a lamed base mil, 16 bill in each direction from the center, so that's no good. And the Ritva says his version of the Ramban was even if it would have been a mechitza b'dei Adam, if it's too wide, it's no good. Halacha lemaisa, what is taka the din of mechitza and shetachas hamayim? So the Gemara says, ben haTorah, it's good, but midirabbanan, there isn't any hacker. No one's going to see the mechitza. So let's say, Gemara has said, this is halacha lemaisa sometimes, when they make a Reuven and Woodmere over there, sometimes they have mechitzas shetachas hamayim, and you have to do something about it. So let's say the Gemara has, Reuven has a house over here, Shimon has a house, and then there's a big lake. Let's say over here, and the lake belongs to them, let's say. So they're mechitzas around the lake, real fences around the lake. So everything is one big Rishu Seyachah, but half the lake is mine, half the lake is yours. So Reuven lives here and Shimon lives here. So up until here is mine. And you have no right to swim in my part of the lake, I have no right to swim in your part of the lake. But I can't carry, even as a big mechitza, I can't carry my part because it's different from Makam Asala, because I can't carry into your part, even though your part is also Mukaf Mechitza. Let's say you live in an apartment building. So Reuven lives in one apartment, Shimon lives in the other apartment. Everything on the level of the Raisa, everything is a Rishu Sayachid. But Shlomo HaMelech made a takana. He can't carry in the hallways. He can't carry from one apartment to the other. Unless you have an Reuven that says, here, Reuven can't draw water from his part of the lake or the river because it opens up directly into Shimon's part. Shimon can't draw water either. So unless they make an Erev Chatzeres. Okay, make an Erev Chatzeres, there's no problem. They didn't make an Erev Chatzeres. Unless they're going to put a fence in the middle, the fence will be 10 tefachim tall and it'll all be below the water. So on the level of their ice and the chitza, because the water is very deep, it's 20 tefachim tall. And they're only going to have a mechitza 10 tefachim. So the Torah mechitza 10 tefachim is good, even tachas amayim, but there's no hacker. The whole idea is, it's nifras from Makam Asala, he made by mistake, draw water from the other side. You're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, even though Mechitz only needs 10 tefachim, but as long as one tefach is above the water. So you already have your hecker, so that's good enough. So Reuben's half of the lake of the river is not nifras from Makam Asala. Shin is not nifras, because you have the Mechitz in the middle, but if the Mechitz is all tachas amayim, but the Rabbanim, we don't allow you to carry, you have to have a tefach protruding on top. So sometimes that comes up, halacha lemaisa, when you're making an Erev. The Gemara in Kuf, Daf Kuf in Masechet Shabbos, number 30 in the Mar Mekaymus, it's also an important Gemara. The Gemara has, let's say, it's already 2:30. Okay, maybe we'll start with this next week. We'll run to Davi Mincha now. So we'll do our Bayez Din, number 30 next week. Next week is, there's a shear. So is that true? Yeah. No?